Psalm 145, verse 3 says, "Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works." Whew, talk about a great psalm right there, friend. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And Sunday Worship focuses on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement, and also on Jesus, too. Not necessarily in that order. But I hope you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. And, you know, the weather is cooler this time of the year. And, you know, the only thing I like about cooler weather is that we can have a bonfire right there in our own backyard, in our fire pit. Other than that, I'm ready for summer. Well, friends, sit back, relax. Let's celebrate Jesus today at this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise him, hallelujah. Thou rising morning, praise, rejoice, ye lights of evening, find a voice, oh, praise him, oh, praise him, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on this first Sunday of November. How about that? Not just the first Sunday, but the first day of November 2015. 1 Peter 1:3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." I love that. Famous comedian said one time that he wished he would receive some kind of sign from God, like a large deposit made in his name in a Swiss bank. You know, for the Bible records how a group of religious leaders asked Jesus Christ for a sign to prove that he was the Son of God. He told them there was only one sign left to look for. It was his resurrection from the dead. And that sign would give them and us the proof they needed if they really wanted to believe. Friend, we see signs of God's power all throughout our lives, but nothing can be more important to our faith than Christ's resurrection. So the next time you find yourself wishing for a sign, take some time to remember what God has already done. Celebrating and lifting up the King of Kings today. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. When you have some time today or this week, be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Would love to be your friend. In Union Grove, Wisconsin, mentally disabled children receive Christian love and nurture at a place called the Shepherd's Home. But they have a problem at Shepherd's Home with keeping the windows clean. Yeah, every day the children press their faces against the glass, wondering if that will be the day Jesus returns. Isn't that precious? Friend, I don't know about you, but expectation can get us out of bed in the morning and keep us going during the day, right? However, not many people are expecting Jesus to return. You know, the Bible says that he can return at any moment to gather together those who are expecting him. Friend, that's a good reason to live with dirty windows.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself. Trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place. Though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name, blessed be your name, when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away, you give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away.
Isaiah 57:18 says, I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will also lead him and restore comforts to him and to his mourners. You know, a few generations ago, if something broke, well, it was fixed, right? But today we live in a throwaway society where things are designed to be replaced when they break. And that's okay for toasters and hair dryers and such, but it doesn't work too well for the human heart, does it? You know, when your heart breaks, you can't go to the big box store and get a new one. Fortunately, though, friend, broken hearts, they can be put back together again. They really can, but it takes God to do it, friend. He's the only one with the power to restore us when we've been hurt. So, friend, if you're listening today on this Sunday and your heart is broken, don't discard it, friend. Let God take a look. It may take a little time and trust, but rest assured that he's never seen one yet he couldn't mend.
At the foot of the cross, where grace and suffering, you have shown me your love through the judgment you received, and you won my heart, yes, you won my heart. Now I can trade these ashes for beauty. Oh.
Sing of your love forever.
Oh, that's right. I can sing of your love forever. The Martins right here on this edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, thank you so much for your fellowship today. I really enjoy our time together each and every Sunday. If you happen to have maybe a song request, maybe a comment, question, or you just want to say hello, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's Joey, J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. And we would love to hear from you in terms of your financial support here at Great News Radio. As you know, we're listener supported, which means we really do depend on your gifts and partnership at the ministry. You can send in your gift of support to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.